Der Energy Star Talk. Eure Stars im Interview.
Hi, ich bin Alina und ich hatte ein super schönes Interview mit Loreen. Sie hat eine ganz entspannte Stimme und vor allem strahlt sie ganz, ganz viel Liebe aus. Viel Spaß euch beim Hören.
Loreen, it's so nice that you're here. We're really happy about it. Thank you that you come to us. Yeah, congratulations on winning Energy Music Awards in the category International Newcomer. How did that make you feel?
Well, you know, because I was nominated in two, like the first one, and then it was the best song, right? Okay. And I was hoping for this one, like, okay, you know, because, you know, it is my first, it's the first time that I win for a category like this. And mm-hmm. So it meant a lot because, you know, it's the whole artistic expression. It's not only the song. It's like, and well, yeah, that meant a lot.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Yeah, very
And how
happy.
Was the event and everything for you? Did Ooh, you like it?
It was, I mean, it's so beautiful to work with creators, you know, on stage, behind the camera, everybody was working so beautifully. It was like, you know, that's my favorite space to be in, to work with other artists, you Aww. Know, and create something together and send it out to the world. Like,
this sounds great.
Oh, I loved
it. It comes to us, really.
Yeah.
And how did you feel winning the Eurovision Song Contest for the second time? I mean, this is amazing.
Yeah, I mean, surreal. I didn't... This whole journey has been so beautiful, like so healing, you know, because it's like I've never connected with people in a loving way so like hard, like... I've done this year, you know, through the performance and everything. So I think my biggest win was that I connected with people. And I love that. I like, that's one of my biggest goals with my creativity. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Some people create because of themselves, like, and some people create to connect.
Yes. And to do something for other people.
Or I love
give
that.
Give the art to the world. Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
I love that concept. Yeah, yeah. Like, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, I do.
You're full of love, really.
Yeah, but you should see me 1 week a month. I'd be like, wah!
Yeah. Everyone has a good and bad day. So, but you know, Germany was not too successful the last years at the Eurovision Song Contest. So can you please give us some tips how to win the contest? What should Germany do?
Well, I don't know. Does Germany have like competitions within the country, or do you just choose one?
No, first we have competition in Germany, and the best goes to the Eurovision Song Contest.
Okay, so it's the people voting for who's they're going to send.
Yes, I think so. Yes,
well, that's
yes,
good.
Yes.
Okay, then I don't have to give that advice, like, you know. Okay, but I don't know. I think it's really important that the people of Germany get to decide which one they like. And it doesn't really matter if you win or not, you know, I think. But I usually say, as long as like record labels and all these people that work around the creator, let the creator be what they want to be. You know what I mean? So they don't interfere with the creative process.
Okay.
I think that one is really important because we're artists and we know what we're supposed to do and what we're supposed to give you. You know, sometimes I feel maybe the industry goes and be like, oh, be a little bit like this, so be a little bit like that. And that's interfering with pure energy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yes. You have to be yourself and not to do something for others.
Like, just let the artists and creators be what they're supposed to be, because then it's powerful.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, respect the aura and the space of a creator, because he, she has a gift and will send it out, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, your show was really powerful. So it was amazing.
Thank you.
Okay. Now I said we're playing really often your song Tattoo.
Yeah.
What is your song Tattoo about?
Well, I mean, all of my songs are about love. Because at the end of the day, I feel there is nothing more interesting than these dualities, love and pain. And those two are almost like a brother and a sister, you know. They go hand in hand. And like, I just realized that it's really hard for us to know what love is if we don't know what pain is, as we don't know what daytime is if we don't know what nighttime is. And I feel like, even though it's a love song, you stuck on me like a tattoo, and it's distortion, and you don't know if it's love or not. I mean, what I'm trying to say with all of my music, basically, is try to have a constructive way of looking at painful situations in your life. Because sometimes those painful situations in life are gifts, because they are there to teach you things, you know. And, you know, this is my experience. Like, every time I've had something really painful happening to me, I'd be like, oof, but I evolve like a flower. And next level, and the next level. And if you look at it like that, you'd be like, thank you. Thank you, pain. Thank you for the constructive teaching.
Wow.
Yeah, I say this is...
it's a decision, and it's really good to see it like this. So it's a way. You have pain, you have love in your life, but you can do something out of it.
Even pain is positive. Because sometimes we feel we victimize ourselves and be like, oh, I went through this, why? You know, and instead of being in that position where you generate an energy that is not good for you, if you have a beautiful way of seeing like, oh, this happened to me, why? Oh, this is why. And then you move on in your life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
This is really powerful for yourself. Like, and tattoo is about that. Is it love is about that. This is something that I like to talk about. It's almost like it's the law of nature.
Oh, wow. Your mindset's... looks really healthy. Self-respect.
But sometimes we need each other to remind ourselves, you know, because I have people in my life, like really beautiful people that remind me where I'm like, why did this happen to me?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. After this interview, I think I need therapy. So.
Oh, honestly.
Joke.
I think everybody should go. Like, and therapy is something beautiful. Therapy is... talking about what's happening inside of you. This is beautiful. This is nothing negative. I believe, and I think, everybody should have a therapist, somebody that you can talk to, that is not your friend or your mother, your sister,
somebody.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
If I could go to a therapist every day, I'd be like, hi, therapist, I would like to talk to you about stuff.
you're good. Okay. Let's come back to tattoo a bit. How did you come up with the idea of tattoo?
That's an interesting question. They sent me the song. And usually when I hear sound, if it's... if it's something that I connect with, I see pictures, like I instantly, I'm in a world. Like I can imagine me being in a world, you know. It just happens really fast. So when I heard tattoo, because it was just a demo, that's how connected I am with, and all of us are really if we want to, but with sound. So the sound went and then you see a world. And I didn't understand the world. I just saw the world. I knew that it was supposed to be sunrise or sunset, nature. I didn't know how, but I knew the world, you know?
Wow.
And then step by step, like, it's so interesting because it's a weird process, because when you go to your people, your creators, like the producer, like, and then you're like, we're going to create nature on stage. And they're like, what? What do you mean, trees? Like, no, sand, sunrise, sunset, no technical stuff whatsoever. I don't want to see. I want people to be in a nature, remind them of where we're from. They're like, you're weird.
Wow.
Like,
okay.
Yeah. So it's a very interesting process. And when they say, why do you want to do this, Loreen? I said, I don't know yet, but I will find out later.
Mm-hmm.
Now I know.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is a really good song.
Yeah.
I love it. Today, we asked our community on Instagram if they had any questions.
Oh, yeah.
And one person asked us, what's your favorite nail polish color? Because we know all your nails.
Yeah.
You have every time long nails.
Yeah, but you know, this day I would like to go to the restroom without help because you can't do that with nails. Oh, anybody okay. wants to help me? Nobody wants to help me. I'll be like, oh. No, okay. I'm just kidding around. But you know, sometimes I let my body rest because they're heavy. Yeah, and... Yeah.
Because for the interview, I looked at my nails and like, oh no, Loreen has so great nails. Yeah, and then I saw mine.
Yeah.
Okay, but what is your favorite color?
What is my favorite color on nail polish? You know, I like... You are you talking my long nails or are we talking like nails in general?
Oh, you can say both.
Okay. I think I like those earthy tones, like brown going in, dark brown, like the ones that look almost like, you know, as a stone. I use those stones for my nails, but I also like sand colors, like earthy.
For stuff. The normal days or for like shows and events?
No, even for the normal days. If I wore like just the regular nails without any stones, they would probably be brownish, dark brown. Like I feel that's my vibe.
Nice.
Yeah. Black is too black.
Mm-hmm. Oops, I did it again. Oops. Okay. Like
my whole wardrobe is black.
And for events, some glitter or what for your long nails?
For my long nails, it's always, I like 3D. So I like them when we're popping on like each side and you blend it in with some like, stones or not glitter. I'm not so glittery, honestly, but chains. Sometimes I have chains that I like. But honestly, I have nails that look like, is it called corals? Like under the water? What are they called? What do you call it? Yeah.
What does that mean?
Yeah, well, it's almost like, you know, those beautiful, like, what are they called?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Corine, yeah.
So my brain was like, bing.
Yeah, so I have corine nails that look like a mermaid, like, you know, and well, I have different ones. I have pink ones with flowers and stuff like, yeah.
And every time on the right hand, right? Or on the left, when you do have your, when
both.
You have your love.
Okay. Both, okay. Yeah, both. It's easier. Wow. It's easier to move.
And hard to wear and put something on.
Doesn't work. No, this is what I mean. Like, my people have to help me. I'm like, anybody. Yeah, but it's okay.
It's okay. To look good. Thank you.
Der Energy Star Talk. Einer von vielen Energy Original Podcasts. Das Video und noch mehr Infos findet ihr auf energy.de.